This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow across open borders, according to two White House officials, the officials who spoke on condition of anonymity. To discuss the border, also confirmed Sunday that South Africa would be added to the restricted list because of concerns about a variant of the virus that has spread beyond that nation. Biden is reversing an order from U.S. President Trump or former U.S. President Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of the travel restrictions as of Tuesday. The decision to reverse the order is not surprising, but the addition of South Africa to the restricted travel list highlights the new administration's concern about mutations. South Africa variant has not been discovered in the United States, but another variant originating in the United Kingdom has been detected in the United States. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Sunday that he has tested positive for COVID-19 amid an intense second wave of the coronavirus pandemic that has pushed the health system of the country's vast capital city close to saturation. The 67-year-old said in a tweet that his symptoms were light and he was receiving medical treatment. López Obrador has been criticized for his handling of the pandemic. He has a strategy focused on increasing hospital capacity over testing and contact tracing. The country has shied away from mandatory lockdowns, instead opting for a tiered system of restrictions to limit the impact on the economy. Again, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador saying that he has in fact tested positive for COVID-19. This is VOA News. Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of U.S. Congress as the second trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump nears. It includes an ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside of the U.S. Capitol. The threats and the concerns that armed protesters could return to sack the Capitol anew prompted the U.S. Capitol Police and other federal law enforcement to insist thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington as the U.S. Senate moves forward with the plans for Mr. Trump's trial. The shocking insurrection at the Capitol by a pro-Trump mob prompted federal officials to rethink security and around its landmarks, resulting in an unprecedented lockdown for Biden's inauguration. Portugal's president was returned to office for a second term with a resounding victory on Sunday in an election held amid a devastating COVID-19 surge that has made the European country the worst in the world for cases and deaths. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, who had been widely expected to win, captured 61% of the vote. He's a center-right moderate and former leader of Portugal's Socialist Democratic Party and will serve a five-year term that would be his last due to term limits. He devoted most of his victory speech to the COVID-19 pandemic, saying his first thoughts were to his victims or its victims, promising to work for an economic recovery once everything is all over. The office of the French president said Sunday that French President Emmanuel Macron and a new U.S. President Joe Biden are in agreement on climate change and how to fight the coronavirus. The two leaders spoke by phone Sunday, also discussing their willingness to act together for peace in the Near and Middle East, and in particular on the Iranian nuclear issue. The pair spoke for about an hour in English, according to members of Macron's team. A White House statement describing France as America's oldest ally added that Biden had pledged close coordination with Paris on climate change, COVID-19, and the global economy. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket successfully completed a mission to deploy 143 spacecraft and satellites into orbit Sunday, after which the rocket once returned safely to a sea-based landing pad. The two-stage Falcon 9 rocket took flight on its Transporter 1 mission at 10 a.m. local time after a weather consideration caused the planned launch on Saturday to be scrapped altogether. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.